Thank you, and greetings, friends. John's Gospel, chapter 14, that marvelous chapter in the Bible, wherein the Lord Jesus speaks about the place he's going to prepare, and he says to those who are his followers, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. The coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ for his own. When he's coming to the air, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. He comes to the air with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And that raises all the saved on earth. And all the saved in their graves. In a moment, Paul says in the first epistle to Corinthians 15, in a moment, in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, at that last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised first. And then we which are alive, excuse me, and remain, will be caught up together with the Lord, with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now here we have the coming again emphasized. But he says, in connection with the coming, he makes that great promise, I go to prepare a place for you. My friends, think of this. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. Yet he says now for the church on earth, I go to prepare a place for you. Think of that. He's preparing a place for you and for me if we'll accept him as our Savior. He only comes to those who belong to him by faith, those who have received him, those who have been willing to trust in him and let the Holy Spirit work in us and enable us enable him to reveal to us that on the cross the Savior died for our sins. And this is God's way of making us Christians, making us safe for time and eternity, and making us the children of God. It's an operation of God's Holy Spirit in the heart of those who are willing to submit and just submit themselves to the Lord Jesus as Savior. I do believe, I will believe, that Jesus died for me, that on the cross he shed his blood from sin to set me free. This is the testimony of a believer and of one who is now a disciple or a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he says that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Then Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Well, he was puzzled. Likely the others were puzzled also. But the Lord Jesus now amplifies his statement, and he makes it extremely clear. Oh, my friend, notice the great I am here in verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now notice, friends, here are three great attributes, three great positive truths, cardinal principles of truth. The Lord Jesus says, I am the way. A metaphor. He's likening himself in person to a path, to a road, a way. Now, friends, this is simple language. Do you want to know the Lord Jesus as Savior? He himself is the way to heaven. He himself is the way to the Father. He himself is the one who came as a mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He came so that he could lay, as it were, his hand upon the sinner and upon the throne of God, and bring the two together for everlasting life. I am the way. Want to go to heaven? Oh, certainly we want to go to heaven. Well, then there's only one way. I am the way, he said. Unless we come by the Lord Jesus Christ, then we can't come at all. No, we can't be in heaven. I am the way, the great I am of the way. No other way. He's not the best way. No, he is not the best way. He is the only way. There are no other ways to heaven. There's just one way to heaven. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No man. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the way. The way. The way. The only way. And so if we don't come through the Lord Jesus Christ, or by way of the Lord Jesus Christ, what then? Well then, we've taken our own way, the broad way, that leads to destruction, to a lost, undone eternity. More than that, he says, I'm not only the way, I am the truth. Another metaphor. The one who is truth personified. The way, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And when he spake that, he spake not only the way, but he spake the truth. He was truth personified. He tells us we cannot get to heaven any other way. He tells us there's a lost eternity if we don't come by way of the cross, by way of the Lord Jesus Christ. We sing those lovely words, the way of the cross leads home. That is true because we're singing about the Savior who there paid the price for your redemption and mine on Calvary's cross. He is the way. And then his word is the truth, and he, the Lord Jesus, is the truth because he was the word of God personified. He is truth. His word is truth. He lived the truth. And he holds to the truth for all eternity, friends. He has said, if you come unto me, I'll in no wise cast out. He cannot go back on his word. He will not go back on his word. He speaks the truth. Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. That, friend, is the solid, guaranteed truth. You cannot fail if you trust Christ. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you now. Only trust him. Only trust him. Only trust him now. Oh, that's it. And he's the way. He's the truth. Yes, he doesn't fail. He doesn't disappoint. No, friends, you'll not ever be disappointed if you trust Christ. Not only that, he says, but I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Oh, think of that. He is eternal life personified. Not only does he give us natural life, but he came to give eternal life. We read in Romans, the wages of sin is death. That's eternal death. That's a natural death. An eternal death after that. For there is a second death for those who do not trust Christ. And that is at the great white throne in Revelation chapter 20. The second death. They were cast into the lake of fire. And the Lord Jesus said, that's the second death. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gift of God. Oh, my friends, think of that. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He gives not only natural life, but he gives eternal life to those who will trust him. Now he says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. My friends, everything is wrapped up in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. So far as spirituality is concerned, and so far as this world is concerned, in its existence, and the people of this world, in their livelihood here on this earth. And then, while here, he gives us the opportunity of accepting him as our Savior, passing from death unto life into eternal life, and we'll never perish. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and none can pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Who, my friend, the Lord Jesus Christ is the way. He is the way. And he says, come unto me, and if you come by faith in your heart and soul, you say, yes, O Lamb of God, I come. I come, and come by faith, accepting him. He receive you, you receive him, and you're one for eternity. Heavenly Father, thank thee for thy goodness. Thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. We ask thy blessing upon thy precious holy word, and upon our country, our president, and all in authority. In the name of the precious Lord Jesus Christ, Amen.